Glen FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
The crew of the Glenmidden are sitting in the lounge area of their ferry, and the time is 5 minutes past midnight on January the 1st, 2010. A few of them have had a drink too many and are starting to look back over the years.
I remember back in Barra, the whole family would get together at this time of year and would split open a hogshead.
You mean like a hogshead of beer?
No, it was a hogshead, you know, one of the pigs from the farm. My father said it was a good luck omen. Split a hogshead at the bells and all day long you'll feel unwell. What a man he was, him and his sayings.
Oh, don't a daft saying. What do you want to feel unwell for on New Year's Day?
Well, it was probably the only word you could think of that rhymed with bell.
Aye, well, at home with my ma, I used to have to go out at 2 minutes to the bells and find a lump of coal and a bottle of whisky and ring the front doorbell just after midnight to first foot.
Where on earth did you find a bottle of whisky at that time of night?
Och, there was always one hidden in the coal bunker. My ma's a bit of an alky.
Why did you have to first foot?
Because no one else would come near the place. My ma frightened him away. She used to answer the door and start shouting at whoever was there. Even the milkman left the milk at the next door neighbour's house.
Oh, well, I'd love you to first foot me, your big, strong, manly chest easing through my doorway. After we had a drink, you could take me up the poop deck and expose your love for me.
Aye, and I could eat my own horn, but I'm not going to do that either.
Well, we used to always have a party with some nibbles, you know, just a stand-up finger for all my friends.
What about your family?
Oh, no. Can't be doing with things like family on a night like this. My family would start an argument in an empty house, you see. No. I prefer to be with the people I care about. And maybe they'd bring some new friends who haven't had the pleasure of me yet. We'd sing and carouse through the night. I'd give them my Pagliacci. They'd be in tears. So then I'd liven things up with a rendition of Judy's Get Happy. What about you, Dick?
Oh, this is the time of the year when the fairies would come up from the bottom of the garden and we'll all have a party in my bedroom. My mum and dad would be in bed. They were born again pessimists and didn't believe in the future. So I held a party with my friends.
So, Dick, would you rather be here with us tonight or away with the fairies?
Oh, yes, away with the fairies.
Scotty. Dick.
I'd rather be here with all of you, especially my bestest and closest friend in all the world.
And who is that? Is it me?
No, it's the captain.
Oh, Dick, that's a lovely thing to say.
No, it's true. No one has ever made me feel like I do. I feel like me. I feel like a big dick.
Scotty, you say one word and I'll clap you in irons.
Is that like the game we play down in the hold?
Dick, have another glass of wine. Crawford, you've been very quiet. Are you all right?
Aye. I was just thinking about past New Year nights and what has happened. Like the last one I spent on my own. It was the year before I started working on this ship. I had been working aboard a puffer coming out to Iona, and I had to get back to the mainland before the bells. Just as we were leaving the island, there was this howling noise through the back of the boat. Ah-ooh! Ah-ooh! It turned the blood to ice. I was told to go and have a look at what was making the noise. So I took my miner's lamp, the one with the dead canary in it, and I went up the back of the boat. Ah-woo! There it was again. Suddenly, out of the darkness, come this big white apparition flapping at me. Ah-woo! Ah-woo! It went. I couldn't move. My feet were stuck to the deck. My skin was crawling with fear. Just then it flew at me. I screamed.
Ah! What was it, for goodness sake?
It was a seagull. It had got stuck on a bit of fishing line and was trying to get itself free. I tell you, we had a few drams that night.
I think I've managed to get the radio working. Will I turn it on?
Well, since we've missed the bells, I don't see why we should.
Oh, turn the thing on. At least there might be something chuchtery on the wireless at this time of year.
We could have a dance, maybe a bit of a fling.
You're at it again, woman. Be quiet till we hear what's on.
Radio Julian.
Och, no, it's on bleeding Fern radio station.
We're all having an absolutely wonderful time at home bringing in 2000 and...
Here, I like the sound of her voice. Keep it on.
There seems to be plenty partying going on, so do stay with us, have a dance, have a sing. We'll be here until the small hours of the morning, if we last the peace.
Well, at least it's better than the Eriski noise.
Where are they? I haven't seen them for a while.
Oh, I believe they're up on deck carousing with the vicar. He's had one sherry too many as well at the dinner table.
Well, I'm going up there to join them. It's like a wake down here.
He's right, you can. Maybe we could hear dance. Maggie, are you dancing?
Are you asking?
I'm asking.
Well, I'm dancing.
Copkin, would you do me the honour of having this dance with me?
Oh, Dick, of course I would. Maggie, what's this dance called?
It's a cake of...
Splendid. But before we do, I'd just like to wish everyone a very happy new year and may you all get just what you deserve.
Happy New Year!
And a happy new year from me too. Until the next time.
You have been listening to a special New Year edition of the Glenmidden Chronicles, brought to you on Coolin FM. Voices supplied, in no particular order, by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell and John Grundy. The show was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. On behalf of the crew of the Glenmidden, we wish you a very happy new year and we look forward to seeing you again on the Friday Big Breakfast Show in February. This has been an Old Mission House production.